The Alaska Federation of Natives is already campaigning to restore voting protections struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court last year. Speaking at a Native Issues Forum in Juneau, President Julie Kitka asked for regional help.
You have the history in our Native community on helping, leading us to getting us to the right to vote on that. And we need letters, opinion pieces. We need the full weight of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood.
The organizations have a 100-year history of advocating for Alaska Native rights, including voting. The Brotherhood and Sisterhood have about 20 local chapters called camps, based mostly in Southeast. ANB Regional President Bill Martin says the organizations are behind the effort.
At our ANB convention in Yakutat in October, we passed a resolution. And we'll be there again this year, both the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood, to voice our objection.
The Federal Voting Rights Act used to require Alaska and some southern states to get pre-approval for redistricting plans. That led officials to set some election district boundaries so they include significant Native populations. That's the part of the act the U.S. Supreme Court struck down. Bipartisan legislation proposed in January would restore some of those provisions. AFN's Kitka says a coalition of Latino, African American, Asian American, and other civil rights groups is backing the proposed amendment. But she says it won't do any good here.
At this time, we're not included in that amendment. In fact, Native Americans get no protections under the formula that they use, and we calculate it would probably cost us $800,000 to file lawsuits enough to trigger for us to be considered under that federal mechanism.
That's why her organization is seeking statewide support for changes to the act that would include Alaska Natives. The Supreme Court ruling came as Alaska's redistricting board shuffled election boundaries. The plan used for the 2012 elections was a factor in the defeat of Southeast's two incumbent Tlingit lawmakers, and that came before the court ruling. The plan has since undergone minor changes, but none expected to help either win back seats. Kitka says restoring some of the Voting Rights Act struck down provisions would help more people cast ballots.
Over the last few years, we've seen increasing efforts to try to really depress people voting as people try to angle for this campaign or that campaign. And so from our vantage point, it's critically important that we make sure that we have that rock-solid foundation protection of our voting rights.
The High Court ruled redistricting preclearance was based on a history of discrimination that no longer exists. Alaska's redistricting board agreed, saying changes in Native voting power have more to do with population growth and rural-urban shifts than redrawing election boundaries. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.